Welcome to Twa Tech Radio. This is the Merovingi coming to you to discuss the basics of supercomputers. Now, before getting too far in, it should first be understood that the word supercomputer has two primary usages. The first refers to the supercomputer as an individual machine. These machines generally have a large amount of parallel processors with a large, sometimes shared RAM space and a large shared disk space. These machines are commonly in your research and private industries, and generally are made from the likes of Cray, SGI, and IBM. The second usage of supercomputing refers to the ideology of supercomputing. This is the idea that a supercomputer is not a dedicated machine, instead it is a group of individual machines that can be used to create a supercomputer. Two forms of these supercomputers are grid computers and clusters. Grid computers are multiple computers participating in the same task that are geographically separated. A great example of grid computers would be the City at Home and Folding at Home projects. The other usage of supercomputing is in the area of clusters. Clusters can generally be broken into two subcategories, one being high availability cluster and the other being high performance cluster. A high availability cluster is simply an array of available machines that are most commonly used as redundant servers for your websites, emails, and various other applications. A high-performance cluster is an array of supercomputers that are networked together to participate in the same task and thus forming a supercomputer. Clusters are very unique systems as they are generally heterogeneous in nature, meaning that they are not necessarily made up of the same parts. Now, this is a good thing for enthusiasts, like myself, who don't have the bankroll to buy several computers that are all the same. If you can do so, feel free to email me and I'll send you a wish list of things that I would like to have. Once you have the supercomputer built, you cannot simply install Quake 4 or your other favorite Linux game and begin to play. Instead, you would have to parallelize or optimize the code to work with multiple processors of the machine, or else you aren't going to be able to use it to its full potential. To optimize this code, you would need to use a specialized protocol for your programming that will assist in intercommunication between processors. Examples of these protocols are MPI, which stands for Message Passing Interface, LAM, which is Local Area Multicomputer, and PVM, which is Parallel Virtual Machine, just to name a few. If you didn't write the code yourself to push various tasks out to the other processors, then it would be ideal for you to use one of these protocols, which will assist in that. Later on, as my own cluster is developed and moved to production for work, I hope to bring more info on how to actually build your own cluster and how to program with MPI. If you have any questions about today's talk or questions about clusters in general, feel free to email me, merovingi@gmail.com, or I usually hang out in the Infernomicon IRC chat room, which is on the freenode.net server. I'd like to give some shouts to the guys over at hacklouisville.com and everyone in the Infernomicon group. Peace.